Although Haines is known to visitors for many things, whitewater rafting, fishing, biking, camping, or heli-skiing, tourism is still widely reduced this summer due to the COVID pandemic. Haines Tourism Director Stephen Ock estimates the activity is at about a quarter of a typical year, as the international border remains restricted to non-essential travel.
The border closed, that's cut off a bunch of our normal traffic, and also without cruise ships here, of course, we know that that's had a large impact on our visitor base. So just off the top of my head, I guess it would be in the range of maybe 20-25%.
The most significant crowds are seen via the one cruise ship making port in Haines this summer, the American Constellation. It carries up to 170 passengers that come into town for a day of shopping or touring, or shuttle up the highway to go rafting or wildlife viewing on the Chilkat River. That's been the focus of business for tour operators like Rainbow Glacier Adventures, says co-owner Joe Ordonez. He says they only decided to operate after learning cruise passengers are required to be vaccinated, and overall err on the side of caution, and lead separate private tours.
If we get 10% of the volume of business we had in 2019, we'll be happy. That's where we're at. So it's certainly not some dramatically great year, but we got people working, we're taking people out, we're doing what we love to do, which is connect our guests with Alaska, and we're doing it, so that feels pretty good.
Ordonez says they hired local guides for 1 to 2 tours a week this year, compared to summer workers for 5 or 7 days a week of work. On Haines Main Street, the Rusty Compass Coffee House is seeing a steady stream of visitors and locals. 16-year-old barista Mackenzie Dryden has worked here for 3 summers now, and she says business and tips are good.
Yeah, it's just overall, it's been like a steady kind of busy, not like a can't keep up with it, too busy. There's some days we're really busy and some days we're slow, and we can catch up on stuff.
In a typical summer, the huge commercial cruise ships docking in Skagway bring more than 1 million people each year, and some ferry over to Haines for the day. But just a half dozen cruise ships are expected to visit Skagway, and later this summer. The fast ferry to Haines will be operating, but just taking cruise ship passengers to designated tours, not to explore or stay in Haines. Sockeye Cycles operates guided bike tours around Haines and Skagway. Co-owner Dustin Craney says since the 2021 cruise season will be curtailed, they've been able to adapt to multi-day tours with independent travelers.
You know, we really focused on that market, and so we've met a number of people that have come and taken a tour or rented a bike that have spent some time in Juneau and some time in Haines and some time in Skagway and other places, and used either the Alaska Marine Lines or the Fiordland ferry to get back and forth and kind of plan their own, you know, week-long or couple-week-long adventure of the area and just incorporated us as a small part.
Craney says it will be a game-changer when the U.S.-Canadian border reopens, as some of their most popular tours are into the Yukon, especially biking from Haines to Skagway. Haines Tourism Director Stephen Ock says the state advertising Alaska as a COVID-safe, outdoor-oriented tourist destination has helped, and although remote, the Upper Lynn Canal is connected to the wider pandemic outlook.
Since there is no other way to get here other than to come here and generally stay for at least a couple of days, that's certainly helping some of the accommodations places. But I've also heard from some of them that it's a little hit and miss, where they'll have a spurt of, you know, business for a week or two, and then they'll have maybe nothing for a week, and then again something for another couple of days. So it's kind of in waves.
Haines tourism operators are optimistic for activity next year, and hopes for opening the Canadian border are high, but that could be a ways off. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.